Have you ever wondered how telescoping mechanisms actually work? Because there's quite a few interesting challenges when you want something to become more than twice its original length.
Let's take a look at a few completely different types of telescoping mechanisms. Kromme Hoek in Apeldoorn is letting me film in their amazing showroom, and FlexiSpot sent me one of their legs, which uses a completely different mechanism.
Let's look at hydraulics first. A regular hydraulic cylinder can extend to a little bit less than twice its length. The simplest idea to go further is to make a telescoping cylinder and just fill the whole thing with oil. This works great on a small scale, like this cute little jack, but you can imagine that you need way too much oil to fill a cylinder that can stretch the length of a boom lift or even a telescopic crane. Partly because of the length, but mostly because the stacked walls will eventually force you to build a cylinder with an enormous diameter, even though you are limited to the power of the smallest section. Another problem is that telescopic cylinders are usually single acting. They have just one place for the oil to go, so they can only extend under their own power, but they need external forces to retract again. And that's on top of the fact that the whole thing would basically be a bunch of hollow piston rods. This shiny part, which is super hard and super precise and rust resistant, and yeah, it gets expensive really quick. Telescopic cylinders like this are regularly used in dump trailers and that kind of stuff, but if you really want to go far, there are definitely better options out there. Another way you might think of to go further is to just add another cylinder on top, and when the first one is extended, you extend the second one. This lovely little electric forklift uses this technique. What makes it interesting is how the hydraulic fluid gets to where it needs to go, because the hydraulic lines are not very stretchy, of course. Let me preface this with the fact that I haven't seen a diagram of this model or anything like that, but this seems to me what's going on. Even though these cylinders are not telescopic, they are still single acting, because they can always rely on gravity to push them down again. This is also partly why they are so incredibly slim. There is just space for oil underneath the piston. They don't need room on top, between the piston rod and the cylinder wall. As a first fun side note, did you know that regular double acting cylinders can push harder than they can pull, because the cylinder rod takes up space on the piston, so on one side there is less surface area for the oil to push against. Anyway, as you can see, these single acting cylinders on the forklift still have two ports. And that's where the smart tricks come in. The piston rod is hollow, so the main port is located there on top. But, and this is just chef's kiss, when the piston reaches this point, a port opens up that goes to the second cylinder. And because the hollow piston rod of the second cylinder moves up together with the body of the first cylinder, they can just use a tiny bit of hard line between the two. Just so good. But it gets even better. Let's move on to the most used and most brilliantly simple way of extending the reach of your cylinder. If you put a pulley on top of a cylinder with a chain over it, and you bolt one side of the chain to the cylinder housing, the other end of the chain now has to move up twice the distance of the extending cylinder. You can think of it like this. When the chain doesn't roll, it moves up the same amount as the piston. And now, if you pull one side back down, the other side moves up the same amount again. That's basically what happens, but in one continuous motion. This chain also hides the length of the cylinder. Now, the forks can touch the ground. They are the lowest part of the machine. And when it's up, the forks or the load are also the highest part of the machine, instead of the piston rod, which allows you to go through lower doors and such. This chain mechanism is used in most, if not all, boom lifts and forklifts.
With boom lifts, the cylinder is mounted in reverse, so that we can mount the second section to the cylinder housing without making holes in the third section. The chain is connected to the first section, goes over the pulley that moves together with the second section, back to the third section. But chains can only be in tension, of course, so there's another chain that goes over another pulley on the back of the second boom section to pull the third section back down. The hydraulic lines are folded over on the outside of the machine. They come back from the end of the first section and lay straight along the third section, so only the length of the second section needs this rolling hardness to prevent kinks in the line.
Big noise! Woo!
As a bonus fact, this small cylinder here isn't there to help the huge one out. No, when the arm goes down, it pushes oil into the cylinder there, which keeps the forks level.
Okay, back to the telescoping mechanisms. One downside of this chain technique is that your cylinder also needs to be twice as strong, which is why the cylinder in the front is actually wider than these long ones in the back. You can also use this technique for larger amount of boom sections by chaining them together. If you connect another chain to the second section, put a pulley on the third section, you could mount a fourth section to the other end of the chain. And you can go on and on and on. But you will run into the limits of this technique pretty quickly, because you are just spreading out the power of one cylinder over a longer and longer distance. Eventually, the strength of the cylinder, the strength of the chains, or the resistance from the pulleys will become a problem. So it's generally not used for more than 5 sections. Bum, bum, bum! Introducing telescopic cranes. Telescopic cranes often use a locking mechanism and just go one by one. Lock the piston to the smallest boom section, extend, lock the boom section in place, release from the piston, retract, lock to the second smallest section to the piston, and so forth. And in contrast to forklifts, most of the lifting itself is not done by extending the boom, but just with a cable when the boom is locked in place. This is what allows it to use a relatively slow mechanism for the boom. How the locking and unlocking actually works in practice is a bit of a mystery, and it probably depends on the manufacturer.
If anyone is watching, I'd love to do a factory tour or something.
But that's the gist of it. With this system, you can just keep on stacking. However, hydraulics are expensive and messy. You need a pump, you need a motor for that pump, you need hoses, you need cylinders, you need... And even if you make it nice and expensive, it will eventually leak somewhere. That's basically a given with hydraulics. So for consumer goods, like adjustable standing desks that should be affordable and clean, screwing mechanisms are much more appropriate. But these legs still need to extend more than twice their length. So you can't just have a nut on a piece of all thread. You need something a little bit smarter. Lucky for us, FlexiSpot wanted to sponsor this video, and I happily agreed on the condition that they would send me an extra leg to take apart. And they did. In fact, they sent me a whole extra desk. After taking apart one leg for the video, which we'll get to in a second, I still had 2 left. And I am enjoying my adjustable desk so much that I wanted to surprise my old man by changing out his current desk legs with these adjustable ones. And so I did. This specific controller was made for 3 legs and not the 2 I still had left. But with some simple soldering, I could just use the power supply directly and mount a simple switch in between. Needless to say that this obviously doesn't fall under their warranty, but it works, and my dad was very happy. And so am I. They had great instructions. It lifts me like it's nothing. It has easy controls where you can preset heights and all that kind of stuff. And they are really stable. In fact, they are way more stable than my old non-adjustable desk. And they are surprisingly affordable. FlexiSpot has an October sale going on with up to 50% off. Check the description for my promo code and all the details. Oh, and they also sent me their C7 ergonomic chair. Very happy with it. Super adjustable, good wheels, can recommend. All right, let's take that leg apart. First, we have the 3 tube sections on the outside. These keep the whole thing stiff and keep it from rotating, as you will see later. They also slide into each other with little pieces of plastic and some kind of lubrication. The lube is perfectly kept inside, and I'm not sure how, but the forbidden icing is not what we're here for. Inside the main tubes is another set of smaller tubes with the actual screw mechanisms inside. It's 55 centimeters long, but fully extended, it's 125 centimeters long, more than double. So these 2 sections on the outside are not touching each other when fully extended. There is something else inside here. It's a pair of telescopic screws. Check how beautiful this is. Ladies and gentlemen, if this doesn't give you the fizz, I don't know what to tell you. And you can see that this thread seems to be at a lower angle than this thread. That's so that every rotation they extend the same amount. So in fact, the threads per centimeter are exactly the same. But I'm getting ahead of myself. How does it actually work? How do these screws interact with each other? Well, we have 2 screws with 2 nuts that are attached to 2 nesting tubes. If we turn the screws while keeping the nuts from rotating, the nuts move up, of course, taking the tube sections with them. Pretty basic stuff.
The big question is, of course, how do we turn the second screw? And the answer is with the first screw. Inside the second screw, there are straight splines that the first screw grabs onto with a splined tip. It can move in and out, but it makes the screws turn together, while the nuts do the opposite. They are free to turn, but cannot slide. So let's look at the whole system.
Everything that moves together has the same collar. The motor is fixed to the tabletop and the big blue tube section. It turns the blue screw. The green nut is attached to the small green tube, which cannot rotate because it's connected to the big green tube section. So the green nut starts moving along the blue screw. Meanwhile, the green screw is rotated by the splined tip inside. This green screw is mounted to the green nut with a bearing, so it moves in the same direction, but it's free to rotate. Then there's a red nut on the green screw, which is mounted to the small red tube section, which is connected to the big red tube section and the table feet, if that's the word. As you can see, the blue pushes off of the green, and the green pushes off of the red.
And that's it.
Thanks, FlexiSpot, for sponsoring this video.
They have all types of standing desks and accessories you could ever want. Go to the link below and use my promo code to enjoy extra discounts. And thanks to Krommehoek for showing me around and letting me play with their machines.
I hope to see you in the next video.
Have you ever wondered how
to keep the camera still, dammit? Zoom out, zoom out, zoom out. This intro is short and we want to see the whole boom. Okay, we'll fix it in post, I guess.